It's Amelia Rose, and welcome to C'est La Me. I hope you're doing really well. I am so excited for this episode. I tend to forget about my product recommendation episodes, when it's a new season, and then I remember, and then I get all excited again about them, and it's great. If I sound a little bit, tired, it's because I am recording this after work and I went grocery shopping and whatever, and so I am coming at you a little bit end of the day kind of. It's actually not the end of the day, it's 6 p.m. but does anybody else feel a little bit it's the end of the day when you get home and you're kind of brain dead a little bit? Yeah, it wasn't even that busy of a day at work, but I'm just finding my groove with podcasting right now. So what has been going on recently? My mom's birthday. We celebrated my mom's birthday, and she wanted kind of a low-key celebration, nothing too fancy. And it was actually so nice just to stay home, and we did these little shrimp vegetable packets on the grill. You basically put shrimp and vegetables, raw vegetables, in aluminum foil, and you just kind of wrap it up, and then you put it on the grill for 10 minutes, and it was amazing. It was so good. I'm just getting hungry, thinking about it. And then we did cocktails, and she didn't want a cake, so we did ice cream sundaes. So that was a really fun way to celebrate this past weekend. Earlier in the week, I had some photo shoots. We really kind of hit the ground running on photo shoots for the next issue. And one of them was at the beach, which was so fun. I had two photo shoots in a day. So I went to my first one at a beach, and then I went to my second one at a farm or on a farm. It was really fun. And I'm actually so excited about these articles. They were relatively simple to write because I was just super into it. I wrote the stuff the day after. And so I'm feeling pretty good about where I am work-wise as far as my articles and everything. And then I got assigned another one this week, and it's just been good. It's been really nice. Ever since we have slowed down to doing one issue a month, it's been great. Once we kind of exited the busy season of just working on multiple issues at the same time. So work has been really nice, and it's been nice also to have another coworker. And so yeah, work front, very good. What else did I do last week? I feel like last week was a very social week. I went to a reception for an event that I was part of, and so they had an appreciation type reception thing. And that was really fun. I took my younger brother. And then the next night, I went to a professionals event, and that was really great. And so, yeah, it was really good week. We went to the last Stations of the Cross. Well, not really the last one, but the last one on a Friday evening, because the ones on Good Friday are at 2:30, so that they will end at 3 on Good Friday. On that note, I cannot believe that Easter is coming up soon. What in the world? How is Lent? Almost over. I don't know. I can't believe it's Holy Week and then Lent is going to be over, which is, I don't know. It's crazy. It's exciting. I'm very excited about Easter. I love Easter, but it's time just flies. And I think the older that I get, the more that is a little bit jarring to me, because I never believed people when they were time flies. I'm yeah, whatever. And now I'm seeing it and I'm oh my gosh, it really does. That's scary. But anyway, I don't know. Little tangent there, but yeah, this week is really kind of normal. We've got Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and then Easter. But as far as activities and stuff, we have church stuff, but I don't have anything social going on. I'm trying to keep it low key so that Holy Week is holy and just kind of isolated and its own special thing. Not much going on besides that. And then wow, once it's April, my social calendar is ramping up. My gosh, I have so many activities, so many fun things that I can't wait to update you on happening in April. April weekends, April, oh my gosh, so fun. So exciting. Like, I'm going to Pensacola one weekend. The next weekend, I'm going to New Orleans. The next weekend, I'm celebrating the Tortured Poets Department. The next week, I'm off because I took off because I have PTO days that I need to use for May. And it's just like a crazy, crazy week. Month. Okay, let's stop talking because I am just going to like lose it. I am tired, apparently, even though nothing's been going on. Oh, well. No, I'm very excited about April. It should be such a fun time. All right, let's get into my obsessions before I further embarrass myself with how, like, tired I am. I am excited, though, about this episode. But obsessions. My first obsession, I don't have that many, but my first obsession is NF, the rapper. I listened to a song of his recently, and I got, like, re-obsessed with him. I was obsessed with him for a while. And by a while, I probably mean, like, a year. I think around COVID. And then I kind of just like haven't listened to stuff. I think I like did get Spotify and then I didn't have Spotify. And then when I got Spotify, I like re-downloaded. I don't know. I like kind of lost touch with his music. And then I liked him again this week because I've listened to one of his songs. I can't remember which one, but he has some really awesome lyrics. Like, I just really respect him. I think it's really cool that he raps about like family and about like good values and stuff, because I don't know, I am of the opinion that a lot of rap music nowadays is really angry for like no reason, and just trying to be edgy for no reason. Kind of same as rock music. A lot of rock music is like angry for no reason, trying to be edgy for no reason, and it's just like, oh my gosh. So I really enjoy rap artists, rock artists, whatever, that have like a message behind their music, and it's not just like, let me just cuss and talk about thematic elements, if you will. If we were watching a movie, that's what it would say in the writing. But anyway, I really like NF. I think he's great, and I got re-obsessed with his music recently. My next obsession is honestly these boots that I bought from JCPenney, which is hilarious, because I bought them because I made a specific piece of clothing or whatever. Like, they're boots, but I like redid them, and I'm really obsessed with them because they were perfect. They're tan suede, and now they have glitter on them, and they're great and they're beautiful. Because I'm going to a Taylor Swift surprise, going to some Taylor Swift thing. It's a like listening, it's not a listening party, but it's basically like a Taylor Swift fun party night. And so I made the Midnight's boots, which are so fun. And they turned out so well. I used, if you remember my interview with Kate from Kate's Castle on Instagram, I interviewed her on the podcast as part of a Speak Now project that I did. And she has a really good tutorial on making those boots. And I made the boots and they were fabulous. I used her tutorial, used her materials. It was great. And I also have the anti-hair dress that I did not make. I bought it from Amazon. And I kind of need to ask one of my sisters to hem it, but that's my obsession. Just how well those Midnight's boots turned out. They were so good. I'm really excited about it. So anyway, those are my two obsessions, NF and Sparkle Boots. Never would have put those two together, but here we go. Alrighty. Okay. So we have my favorite spring products. I'm so excited, and I'm trying my hardest not to repeat products. I think I only repeat one because this one is truly one of my favorites. And so with no repeats, this list is really good for spring. I'm very excited. It's going to be new things that maybe you've heard of, but maybe not from me. So let's get into it. My first must-have product for spring is the L'Oreal Paris Color Rich Original Satin Lipstick in 129. It's a Montmartre. Oh my gosh, I think I just embarrassed myself. I don't know what that word is, but it's number 129. This is a really pretty color. I'm actually wearing it now. It's a really nice pink color, and for me, it's slightly bold since I wear nude a lot of the time. I try and stick to neutrals, but it's really nice. It's pink, it's springy, it's beautiful, and I have been wearing it pretty much every day since I got it, and I feel like it's become my new signature lip color for spring. Like, I'm not gonna wear it into summer. I'm gonna buy something else for summer. I've kind of been obsessed recently with maybe having like a signature something for a season or just in general, because I already wear like silver jewelry. I really don't wear gold, so silver jewelry is a thing, and maybe this lipstick can be my signature for spring because it's bold enough where it's like fun, but not too bold where it's like vampy and looks like alternative, because that's not my vibe. It used to be, but it's not anymore. And so I think it strikes a really nice balance, and it just kind of makes it's just fun. So I really, really enjoy this. Okay, my next product, which I actually started using maybe last year, I think, is the Isle of Paradise self-tanning body butter. Oh my gosh, this stuff is so good. I used to be so afraid of self-tanner because I am fair-skinned, and I just kind of always thought you had to be kind of olive skin for it to look right, and that's not true, but I was always scared of it looking fake. And I started using this last year, and it looks really nice. I don't do it very often, but the reason I love it for spring is because once like Easter kind of hits, I want to look kind of sun-kissed, kind of just like I've been outside, but I haven't been outside because it hasn't been warm enough. And so I use this body butter for that. It is so nice. The texture is great, and the color development is really nice. I always try and take my time when I self-tan because I never want it to look streaky or just, oh, I did something and then it doesn't look good. And this stuff always looks good. Like, I really enjoy this this tanning butter. And I kind of have, I think, like an older like branding, and I don't know if they've changed the formula, but they did change the branding a little bit, which is fine. But I really enjoy this. I use like a little mitt, and it's nice. I think I'm actually going to do this on Saturday so it can develop and look good during the day and all that for Holy Saturday Mass. So I highly recommend, if you want to kind of have a little glow, a little fun pop of color, and you don't want to look like your winter self, which nothing wrong with that. But for me, I just prefer to get into summer gradually with the tanning lotion butter stuff. Okay, my next product is the Halara, don't know how to pronounce this, seen it everywhere, Lucid Tennis Skirt. I don't know what it is about the spring, but I'm really liking the tennis skirts recently, and specifically, I love this one from Halara. I actually wear it on top of my bathing suit when I'm swimming, because I just don't walk around without like a skirt or some shorts or something. I'm just not comfortable with that, and it looks really, really cute with a bathing suit, but it's also really cute just as a tennis skirt. It fits really well. There's no weird gap with my stomach, which is nice. And then there are a ton of different colors. I just have the white one, but I kind of want to get a red one. We'll see. And I would definitely, if I was going to get a red one, I would get it from Halara or Halara. I feel like I'm pronouncing it wrong no matter what I say, but this skirt is so nice, and it's just fitted enough to look cute, but it's also just like, has enough room so it's not too fitted, if you get what I mean. It's just a really like effortless kind of drape, which is great. I wouldn't say I'm the most confident when I'm just like, oh yeah, put on a short skirt and head on out, you know. I kind of am particular about the way it fits, and this one fits super well. Okay, y'all know that I was gonna mention this. So my next favorite product for spring is Poppy Soda. I love Poppy so much. Poppy, please sponsor me. There's just something super nice about a fun little drink in the springtime. And I love wine, and I love cocktails, but I will say I don't always want to drink. And I love this as just a fun soda, a fun mocktail. The flavors raspberry rose and strawberry lemon are the most springy in my opinion. I love those flavors. They're also my favorite flavors because they're really good. It tastes so good. It's a prebiotic, so it does some really good things for your gut, and it doesn't have any weird ingredients in it, and it just tastes great, and it's trendy, and it's fun. It's really nice for me to be able to have like trendy things that I actually enjoy, that actually are good for me, that is fun. You know, it's like, this hits all the boxes for me. It is nice. It's got kind of like a some sort of appeal because it's popular. It is also just yummy. Like, it hits all of the boxes. And so I've been loving Poppy. I've loved them for several years now, and I really would love them to sponsor this podcast. Moving on. All right. This is my repeat product. It's the Thayer's Rose Witch Hazel Toner. I ran out of this and I really need to get it again because it is so good. I love it so much. It is my favorite. It makes your skin just feel like, I know people are like, oh, witch hazel, whatever. I've never really had a problem with witch hazel or rose stuff on my skin. I really enjoy it. It's great. The smell's nice. It doesn't have weird ingredients again. And it just makes me feel really fresh, really like a little bit floral, a little bit fun. Florals for spring, groundbreaking, I know, but there's a reason why we like flowers in the springtime. It just makes me feel really fresh. It makes me feel like I'm in a skincare commercial. And it really does kind of brighten and just kind of improve my skin texture and tone and all of that. So I don't know what else to say about it because I just really like it and I'll just continue on loving it. But yeah, it's really nice. It's affordable. It's great. It'll last you a long time until you run out and then you need to get more, just me. But I love this. Okay, this product has changed my life. Okay, it is the Kitsch, I think, Satin Heatless Curling Set. So it's not limited to spring, but I really do like to wear my hair down. I know a lot of girls like to wear their hair up in the spring and summer. To me, like, I did wear my hair up in a clip today because it was like really, really windy and rainy, and I was just like not gonna do my hair. But I like to wear my hair down a lot, especially since it is getting longer, which I'm very excited about. And this product helps so much. Like I said, it's basically life-changing. I really, really love it. You basically just put your hair in it. Your hair doesn't have to be wet. I actually don't do my hair wet. I actually want my hair to be dry when I put it in because it holds so well that I'm like, if it was wet, I don't know, like, if I would like it as much. And then you just wrap it around, you tie it off with the scrunchy things that come with it. You sleep on it, which it's not uncomfortable to sleep in. It's not as comfortable as having your hair up, just like in a like messy bun or whatever, but it's not uncomfortable. Like, I don't feel like I don't get good sleep when I wear this, basically. And so you put it up, sleep on it, and then you take it out in the morning and spray your hair, maybe do some hair oil, whatever. And it's great. It's amazing. My hair is not frizzy. The top of my hair isn't frizzy. I just have to kind of like do a wide tooth comb. And boom, it's done. And then I spray it and it lasts for me a couple of days, which is so nice and so good. And it's just been life-saving. It looks like I've gotten so many compliments, like genuine compliments. At work and stuff, people are like, did you curl your hair or what is that? And I was like, it's a heatless curl thing. So sometimes I'll come in and my coworkers will be like, is that the heatless curls? And I was like, yes. And they'll be like, oh my gosh, that's crazy. So it really does look like I did my hair that morning, which is always the look I want to give because why not? Why not look like you tried? So, and I guess the reason I'm saying it's a spring thing is because my set is like light pink and it just gives off spring vibes. I don't really know. I just want to include it in this episode because it needs to be mentioned. Yeah. Okay. My next to last product is the Tarani Lavender Syrup. This stuff is so good. I really love a nice lavender latte in the springtime. And I used to think that lavender lattes were really hard to make and like so amazing and so like high end. And sometimes I don't like the syrups, like Tarani syrups or like whatever, other brands of syrups. I feel like they taste fake. They're like, not that good. This one is really good. This syrup is awesome. I've had it for maybe a year. I don't know when it expires. I think it lasts for a while, but I've had it. I've done it in coffee. I've done it in lemonade, lavender lemonade. So fun. I've done it in like a vodka, lavender vodka lemonade. It's just really, really good. It gives a really nice flavor to whatever drink you're making. But I really love it in coffee because a lavender latte is just really, really springy and super fun. And it's so nice to be able to do it at home. All right, this is my last product, and yes, I know it's a little bit lame, but hear me out, and I'm not linking it. It's clear nail polish. I'm not linking it because I think whatever brand you want to use is good. I know Essie is good, and just really whatever brand you want to use, but seriously, it is so low maintenance. It is so fun and just nice to just kind of do your nails, just do a clear coat, and if it gets messed up, no one's really going to be able to tell, but if it doesn't get messed up, it's just so nice to be able to be, like, put together in that way. I don't want to do a whole manicure before I leave the house, but just I've been loving just doing like some clear nail polish on the way to work, just do it before I get in the car, and then like try not to like drive like crazy or like touch anything too much before I get out. And especially if you get fast drying nail polish, it's just, it's dry before you get to work and it is so nice and it just kind of makes me feel fresh. I feel like this spring, I want to feel put together. I want to feel fresh. I want to feel like rejuvenated and like I'm kind of coming back to life, coming out of hibernation after winter is over. And so clear nail polish really just does that for me. And yes, you can do it during the winter, all of that. But did I do it during the winter? No. Do I like it in the spring? Yes. So that's why I'm putting it in. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Just a couple of fun little spring products that I really enjoyed. And I'm just really in the spring mood. I don't typically like spring, at least in my mind, I don't. I'm just like, oh, give me summer all the way. But I've really been slowing down my life, enjoying the spring, enjoying everything that has been happening. And then especially when Easter's coming, I just feel like so happy and so just energetic and excited. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please share it with a friend. And if you have an idea of what you want to hear next week, the next week, like whatever, if you want to hear anything in particular, please let me know. You can respond to my question on Spotify if you're listening there, or you can email me bonjourcelami@gmail.com. That will be in the description. All the links are also in the description for everything I mentioned, except for the clear nail polish. But yeah, if you want to send me any episode ideas at any time, please do. I love hearing your episode recommendations and I tend to do them. You know, if you ask for an episode, I tend to just put it on the calendar and do it. So anything you want to hear, any guests you want to hear from, just let me know. Anyway, I love you so much and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.